Good evening, Holden Village. My name is Chuck. My wife Peg and I serve the village as directors. Is there anyone leaving us tomorrow and going down the mountain? Do you stand for a blessing? May the Holy One who created you from words and dust and called you good inhabit your every hunger, dwell in each desire, and encompass you in all the choosing that lies ahead. Thank you for being with us at Holden.
Good evening. I'm Chris Sharon, and I serve the village last week and this week on teaching staff, and I'm also an ELCA pastor serving as our guest presider for tonight's liturgy.
My name is Heather, and I serve the village as spiritual director.
And our guest preacher tonight is Kirsten, who is also on teaching staff with me, and we look forward to her sharing the word. A few notes about the service tonight before we begin. First is to say this is a debut of this liturgy at Holden Village. It says on the first page, a Celtic Earth Mass for the celebration of Holy Communion. And it's written by John Philip Newell, who is a Celtic Christian author, who our director Chuck met and convinced to let us put in a cover with beautiful art that Chuck and Peg, our directors, created. And we'll be using this as, I hope, a signature liturgy for Holden Village. And so I'm delighted to welcome you into the first celebration of this particular service at Holden Village. And since it's new to all of us, we'll be gracious with one another and make our way through together. Just in terms of the offering, I want to let you know that the offering is entirely given away to two organizations currently, to the ELCA World Hunger Fund and to a wonderful school-based program in Wenatchee that provides food for children on the weekends who have a hard time making it through the week. So please give generously when the offering plate comes to you. Lastly, I want to say wherever you are on your faith journey, whatever doubts or convictions you have, wherever you're searching for God in your life, or whether you think you probably can't find God anywhere, you're welcome here, in this place, at this table, in this song and prayer. And we ask the Holy Spirit to be powerfully present. As one of the saints of Holden Village, Gertrude Lundholm, used to say, may the Holy Spirit disturb us all in ways that are good and holy and true. Please rise as we begin. You'll see bold print with a cross before it all the way through the service, and that's the congregation's part, and please join in at those places. Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst. As you did stand in the midst of your disciples and speak to us words of peace. Peace to each family, peace to each child, peace to each woman, and peace to each man.
Peace to each family, peace to each child.
Peace to creatures, peace to nations.
Peace in our hearts, peace in our world.
Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst, as you did stand in the midst of your disciples, and speak to us words of peace. Come to us from the heart of God. Come to us from the garden of our beginnings. Come to us from the center of this moment. Come to us from the true depths of our soul.
Come, come, O Christ, and stand in our midst, as you did stand in the midst of your disciples, and speak to us words of peace.
We sing hymn number 522, 522. Let's remain standing.
Thank you.
Great creating spirit, from whom all life comes forth, here we gather with bread and with wine, seeking your presence, longing once more to be nourished, hungering for wholeness in our lives, for unity on earth, and for peace among nations.
Here we gather with bread and with wine, but with more than bread and wine.
Here we gather with creation's elements all around us, with earth, air, fire, and water still expanding through the universe, with the glory of the sun, the whiteness of the moon, the glittering of heaven's lights flowing off waters.
Here we gather with bread and wine, but with more than bread and wine.
Here we gather with the firm fecundity of the earth, the growing and greening of trees, creatures of day and night, birds of the air, all full of your glory, all bearers of your presence, all part of the great harmony that we long to touch and taste and become one with again.
Here we gather with bread and with wine, but with more than bread and wine.
Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Christe, 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 eleison. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. Kyrie, 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 eleison.
The first reading for this evening is from the book of 1 Kings. At that place, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram, and you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abdolmelech, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." The word of God, word of life. The second reading for this evening is out of Psalm 85. "I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. For you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. Truly, your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before the Lord and shall prepare for God a pathway. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee while he dismissed the crowds. And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, here I am. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Take heart. Do not be afraid. In my current role in life, I deal in a lot of fear. I am very acquainted with being afraid. For those of you who don't know who I am or what I do, my name is Kirsten. I live and work in Madagascar with the Malagasy Lutheran Church that chooses not to ordain women. I am the one and only female clergy. And on top of that, I bring over young adult volunteers to live and serve in this beautiful, complex, and sometimes crazy land. I deal in a lot of fear. Fear admitted and sometimes denied or masked by the volunteers who come. Fear contained and sometimes uncontained by their parents who sent them. Fear from the communities that bring them in, wondering, can we support and are we enough for the people that we're bringing here? Will we be good hosts? Fear from my own family and friends. Are you safe? You know you're a single woman. And fear within my own heart, my own self. Am I good enough? Do I know enough? What if something happens? The church, these families, these parents have entrusted me with the care of these beautiful young adults. Fear. I'm going to guess, though, that your fear may or may not be the same as mine, but you can all relate to having plenty of fear at different points in your life. And I'm the kind of pastor where you can speak back to, or you can nod and don't be afraid. Right? Take heart, do not be afraid. But did you catch what I just did? I went right to fear. That's the first thing I did. I talked about fear, where we always go first and foremost. But take heart. What does that mean in our American vernacular? It's to be of good courage, even to be optimistic. But I've got a word I want to share with you from Malagasy. That's the language that's spoken in Madagascar and the language I'm desperately trying to learn. And that word is mastua. You want to say that with me? I'll say it first and you repeat. And when you do ooze, you kind of mastua. Mastua. Oh, very nice, very nice. When I first arrived, I was told that mastua meant enjoy. And that was something that you said to people whenever they were eating. So if food comes to the table, you say mastua. If somebody is passing, you're passing by someone who's eating, mastua. You're eating already, someone comes and joins you, mastua. So mastua, mastua, mastua. If there's food and there's people, mastua. Very nice. But, you know, I live a kind of a crazy life. I have a woman who comes over and helps me most days. And her name is Hunarin. She's a beautiful woman. She sends, and I was learning the language but not really knowing what people were saying. But I started to pick up that when I would leave every day, Hunarin would say to me, mastua. And I'm thinking, does she think I'm going out to eat every single time I leave the house? By the way, she cooks me all my meals, so it would have been like I was cheating on her. So I ask a friend, because Hunarin's English and my Malagas, they're not going to communicate that well. And I ask a friend, what does this mean? He smiles, you know, oh, the new one doesn't have this figured out yet. And he explains to me that mastua for some isn't just to enjoy your food, but it's a word of encouragement, a word to be strong, to take heart, to persevere. So every day when I would leave the house, Hunarin, who knew much more than I knew she knew about my life and my existence, was telling me to have faith, to be strong. Stay strong, sister, be of good courage. Mastua. And you know, I needed that word, and I need that word of encouragement every day. I'm going to guess that some of you can relate to me on that point, too. Our gospel continues. It says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come into the water. And I shake my head at how often that is my exact reaction to God. Hesitation, insecurity. Lord, if, because I'm not going to go out on a limb unless I'm sure. So Lord, if it is you, you need to tell me to come. And our ever patient Lord says what? Come. He says, come. Come to me, all you who are weary. Have the children come to me. Peter, come. Come into a life that you cannot imagine, for I will sustain you. I will give you hope and courage and strength. I am full of grace and forgiveness. Come. And there's another Malagasy word that I want to teach you today that we hear so often, or I hear so often, and the word is mandrusu. We got another ooze. Mandrusu. Mandrusu is come. Come. Come in. You are so very welcome. Mandrusu is what we say in Madagascar when we want people to enter our home, when we want them to enter our restaurant, our shop, our conversation. Mandrusu. It's sort of a word that you learn the very first day in Malagasy language class, but and it's sort of an everyday thing, but at the same time, it's a pretty big deal. It's a never-ending invitation. I'd even say it's a quest. I was visiting a town called Farafangana, scouting out a site for a new volunteer. And I'm just scouting out a site for where these young people are going to live. I'm going to look, is there a bank? Can I get money to them? Where are they going to get food? How is their housing going to work? How far away is the work site from them? And I'm walking around the town, finding all this stuff out. I run into somebody I'd met the day before. And he says to me, Mandrus. Mandrus, sister, Mandrus. And I was pretty excited, actually, because to be Mandrused into someone's home is to be welcomed, to be invited, to be seen on the same plane. So he Mandrused me down the sand alley to the right and to the left and around a building and another and finally to his home, which quite frankly was no bigger than the bedroom my sister and I shared growing up. Get to the door, he says, Mandrus, come in. We sit down. Sister, let me find you something to drink. Sister, we don't have much language to share, but it's enough that you are here. You are here with me. You are most welcome, Mandrusu. Come to me, come with me. It is better when we are together. Come. Then the water got rough, right? As life does. Or maybe that's just my life. Yeah? And Peter cries out, save me, Lord. Save me. Save me from my fear. Help me with my heart. And Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and says, you of little faith, why do you doubt? I am right here. It is I. And in the storms of life, in our ups and downs, and especially the disappointments and the losses, it's pretty easy for us to forget that God is here, that God is with us, that God is leading us, guiding us, calling out courage and faith, believing us, and believing us not over and above the next one, but with, through, and even in spite of you, me, they, we. It is I am right here. In the gospel text, it took a storm to be calmed. But in the first reading, the winds and the earthquake and the fire were not of God, but it was the what? The silence. And our psalm today, a most lovely psalm, says the attributes of God will spring up and descend all around us, that steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, that righteousness and peace will kiss each other. God is, Jesus is right here and there. And most everywhere. And our challenge is to simply see, right? To look beyond the fear and to take heart. But I wonder, would we, do we, recognize Jesus? Even the disciples were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. And I guess it's not surprising that we don't, and the gospels, and the disciples didn't. Because God doesn't always look like we expect. Jesus doesn't always look like what, who, or when we expect. God doesn't always offer us the lessons that we want to learn, but maybe more often the lessons that we need to learn. And more I'm convicted that God is asking us into places that so often we do not want to go. Yes, we find God in the places of our worship, I hope, right? Yes, we find God in the nature. Yes, we find God in many places that we hope and wish to find God. But I contend that if we want to know the fullness of God, we will enter into the places that look really hard. We will meet the faces that we do not know. We will enter the discussions we do not even know how to start. And we will listen and trust the voice that says, "I am here." And we might even, if we're really crazy, be willing to say out loud, "I am willing to walk with you, sister, brother, even down alleys and pathways that I cannot even imagine. For you too are a child of God." Let us together find out what that means. So I pray this week, and in the weeks to come, and maybe the months and years too, that the God of love, the God of compassion, the God of heart, and the God of presence grows in our collective awareness. And I pray that we take time to see each other and to see God in each other as well as ourselves. And I pray that we live this worshipful life, recognizing the power and the presence in both the majestic and the mundane. For Jesus is here. God is here. Right here. Saying, "Come, take heart. It is I." And with those thoughts, I would like to offer a blessing from Madagascar. Sara Mandrusu Sara Mivarana. It's actually right here if you end up being curious later. It's a blessing of good comings and good goings. It's a blessing of going out and returning. And it strikes me that we talked a lot today through the worship and the sermon and the readings of doing them both. May God be with you as in your comings and your goings. Amen.
We sing together hymn 526, 526.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heaven and earth are full of your glory, O God. Your presence fills all things. Yet what have we done? Creation marred by neglect and abuse. Life forms torn forever out of the fabric of the universe. Nature ravaged. Wealth wasted.
Earth's community divided.
Nations at war. Communities fractured. Families broken. The human soul sick and far from home. Great creating spirit, hear our plea for mercy. Hear our prayers for the earth.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of that peace with one another. Into our brokenness came the memory of wholeness.
Into our fear came the messenger of love.
Christ born among us.
One with us.
Child of heaven.
Son of womankind.
Bearer of forgiveness.
Healer of our nature.
Teacher of wisdom.
Prophet of peace.
Rejected by the religious.
Crucified by the state.
Companion of our soul.
Lover of the earth.
And so, with everything that we see and sense around us, with visible and invisible energies that pulse with life, we join our souls in the song that vibrates throughout the whole creation. Holy, holy, holy God, your presence fills all things.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, holy. Hi. Blessed is he who comes in the name. Blessed is he who comes in the name. Comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
With his disciples at table on the night of his arrest, Jesus blessed the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you." With his disciples at table on the night of his arrest, Jesus blessed the wine and said, "This is my lifeblood poured out for you." Come upon us with your Spirit, O God, and upon this bread of the earth. Come upon us with your Spirit, O God, and upon this cup of unity.
As Jesus taught us to pray, we pray. Ground of all being, Mother of life, Father of the universe, may we know your presence here, seeking your will upon earth. Grant all your creatures food for today and strength for our families. Pardon our falseness as we forgive those who are untrue to us. Do not forsake us in our need, but lead us to new birth. For the glory of life and the light of life are yours forever. Amen.
The gifts of heaven for the people of God. Please be seated, and I'll invite you to the table with a few brief words of introduction. First, it's not my table or Holden Village's table, but Jesus invites all are welcome to the table. If you'd prefer, you may remain in your pew to pray as others commune. Also, at either end of the table, we'll be present to offer a blessing if you would prefer to receive a blessing instead of the bread and wine. To receive, we invite you just to come as you're ready and to meet someone from the other side and to offer them the bread with the words, "Bread of Life," and then to offer them the cup, and they can dip the piece of bread into the cup as you say the words, "Cup of Blessing." Those words are in your bulletin, but you can leave it at your pew because the words are printed on sheets of paper all the way across the table so that you can remember. All of the bread is gluten-free. All of the wine is grape juice, just so you're clear what you're eating. And we invite you just to come as soon as you're ready and to come and meet at one of the eight stations and to serve each other across the table and then to return to your seats in a constant flow. And we'll encourage you as we go, and the table is ready and all are welcome.
Mercy comes from you, Lamb of God. Mercy comes from you, Lamb of God. Mercy comes from you, Lamb of God. Mercy comes from you, Lamb God. Mercy comes from you, Lamb of God. Mercy comes from you, Lamb of God. Mercy the Son of the World. You take away the sins. The Son of the World. Grant us peace.
We sing together hymn number 477. 477.
Sing 496, 496.
Thank you.
great creating spirit, who swept over the depths of the unknown to give birth to creation in all its splendor. Great creating spirit, who conceived new life in the womb of Mary to give birth to the child of peace. Great creating spirit, who hovers over the waters of the human soul today to give birth to healings and visions that have never been before. Come to us as Earth community. Come to us as nations of the world. Grant us wholeness. Grant us healing. Grant us together a new language that we may be one.
Our sending hymn is number 543. 543.
Deep peace of the running wave to you.
Deep peace of the flowing air to you.
Deep peace of the quiet earth to you.
Deep peace of the shining stars to you.
Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. Amen.